The Karen is one of the largest ethnic groups. They're in the east of the country primarily, and they've been fighting for independence for over 60 years. But with the Burmese military junta who's been in power recently, they've been suffering quite a lot of human rights abuses as they try and fight for their independence. There's about 100,000 Karen who are in refugee camps just right near the Burmese border, just on the edge of Thailand there. And they've been there for years. And these camps have, in terms compared to some other temporary refugee camps, they're quite developed in terms of people have built wooden shacks and the roads have been there for quite a while and they've got a little bit of funding to build a few things. But they're not allowed to use any concrete because the Thais refuse, you know, to let the camps be permanent, even though they've been there for 15 years. So the conditions are pretty bad. And I was there during the wet season and, you know, it takes you 5 hours to get there down this terrible road. So the Thai just haven't invested any money in the infrastructure or really in looking after these people. So the camps are pretty bad.
Thailand is allowing these camps to exist at least, but have thrown down plenty of barriers in things such as education of refugee children, which you investigate during your report. What is the arrangement going on there?
On one hand, you know, they do let the Karen live there and give them protection for that because the Karen inside Burma have had so many human rights abuses committed against them and are constantly having to flee. And even though some refugees have been in these camps for 15 years, each year they keep coming because the Burmese military junta just keeps committing these abuses and attacking their villagers.
The school and their house is far, and it will take about 1 hour to go, and then the Burmese soldiers wait for them, like, sometime on the way. And then, harass the students, especially, like, the women, and, like that, so they're afraid.
So on one hand, you know, the Thai have to be given some points for letting, you know, the Karen stay there in their camps, but also because they are stateless people, they have no ID, they're not citizens of Thailand, they have no rights, you know, they've got no rights to education, no passports, they can't travel, they risk arrest if they leave the camps. So they're just stuck there and for years on end.
So if you follow the story and the history of Kanyaw Paul, she sounds like a remarkable woman.
Well, while I was up there, I met this amazing young girl, Kanyaw Paul. She's 24, a young Kareni activist. She grew up in the camps, bamboo shack, dirt roads. She taught herself largely. She went to the camp at the school, but she really drove herself very hard to try and get as much extra learning as she could. She perfected her English. She speaks Thai and also Burmese and Karen. She's never been to university, never had any higher education, but she teaches human rights education to young Kareni refugees. And she's just doing it from books that she's been given, and it's just incredible. The school is in a secret location because if the Thai authorities knew where it was, then they could arrest all the Karen refugees who were there, including Kanyaw Paul, because obviously they're not meant to be leaving the camps. So it's really this young, amazing girl who's just devoted her life to helping her people.
I remember when I was a bit younger, it's very hard for my parents to send me to school, even to provide me with clothing, because they didn't have work, job, and like sometimes when I went to school, I came back, I want to study, but we don't even have enough candle.
And how is it that she was able to go to places like Geneva and France, human rights conventions?
Kanyaw Paul was chosen by some international NGOs to go and speak to the United Nations in Geneva about the abuses that have been committed against the Karen. And it was fascinating to hear her impressions of what she thought when she saw the West for the first time. It was really interesting to hear this girl who's grown up in this refugee camp and to suddenly be put in, you know, in the middle of Geneva at the United Nations and her impressions of that.
Sometimes when I travel and then, like, I saw rich people and they have a very nice house and car, I was thinking, like, the world is not fair. Like, we just unlucky that we born in Burma.
She speaks with such passion, and also just what she says is just so strong. And also the scale of the thing is so huge. Her sitting down and teaching children and teenagers human rights, government, politics. Now, does she seem at all daunted by the scale of her work?
No, Kanyaw Paul, she just takes it all in her stride, you know. Like, for her, that she doesn't really have a choice as she sees it. She was born into this situation. As a Karen person, she's just sees it as her responsibility to do this work, that she has no choice. She's just doing what's expected of her, what needs to be done, and until it, you know, the Karen people have their independence, until they have human rights and are treated with respect and have all the rights that we have, she's just going to keep doing this. So she's really funny. She doesn't see it as, you know, that she's doing amazing work or that, you know, she's incredible inspiration. She's just like, well, you know, of course I have to do this. Why wouldn't I do it? What else would I be doing? Of course I'm going to be there for my people teaching these stuff and fighting for our freedom.